There's a new art exhibit opening at the Johnson Heritage Post. It's called Seasonal Voices. Peggy Thompson is one of those artists with work in the exhibit. She paints under the name Margaret Carroll, and she joins us in the studio. And so does Ken Dumdy to talk about tonight's exhibit that opens at the Johnson Heritage Post. Good morning, Peggy and Ken.
Good morning. Good
Thanks
morning.
For coming in. It's great to see you all here.
Our pleasure. Yes.
Sounds like a really interesting exhibit. And can you just tell us a little bit about it? What, who is involved, and what is it?
They're paintings that portray the nature, wilderness. They're very spiritual, and they're mostly of the North Woods up the Gunflint Trail. My part is around the Twin Lakes, South Brule Road, and they're large. They're acrylic. And then I have one room full of paintings, and then Ken's wife, Marilyn Taus, has the other room, and he can tell you a bit about that.
Okay, Ken.
Marilyn is also a daughter of the North. Her grandfather was Charlie Boostrom, Charlie and Petra Boostrom, up at the Clearwater Lodge. So she's spent her entire life up here and felt the exact same way about her paintings, that they were very much an expression of the North Country and the what she saw and was able to portray in her paintings.
Peggy, you described the work as being spiritual. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm an oncology chaplain in my day job, and over with that work, I see that spirit is bigger than any specific religion. And to me, the place where I feel most spiritual is the North Woods and the nature. It's like the breath of God, if you want to call that God, the universe. And that's what I mean by spiritual. So it's a form of meditation for me to play and paint. It's all wrapped up in the same kind of thing. And I mean, I don't sit there and think this is spiritual. I paint, you know, I focus on other things, but that's kind of what I mean.
Okay. So why is the exhibit called Seasonal Voices?
I think
where does that come from?
Yeah, the title is from my friend Artie. She's Ojibwe, and we did a show on because we're both older moms, and we seasoned as in we've got experience in life, and we don't like mass dehumanization much at all. And we were just talking about legacies that we want to leave for our children.
Interesting. We're talking with Peggy Thompson and Ken Dumdy. They're part of an exhibit that is opening tonight at the Johnson Heritage Post here in Grand Marais. Ken, can you talk about your wife's work that's going to be shown a little bit tonight? Get a little bit more in depth about that?
Marilyn started at the Institute of the Arts back when she was in high school. She was always going to be an artist. There was no question in her mind what she was going to do. Her work is also based in a real love for the environment and the spirituality of the place of the North Woods. The family heritage gave her a leg up on really understanding. Her grandfather, Charlie Boostrom, was an amazing man and really gave her a knowledge of the North Woods. Her work, the show tonight encompasses quite a range of her work, maybe even 20 to 25 years of different pieces. Her work won't be for sale. It is simply a gift from Peggy to us to be able to show with her at the Heritage Post.
Go ahead, Peggy.
I was just going to say, this whole show came together because Harriet, Marilyn's mom, is,
okay,
and she's in her 80s, I believe, isn't she?
Yes.
But anyway, she's a dear friend, and I met her in my swimming class. And so that's how this whole thing happened.
So you two did not know each other?
Mm-mm, we just met.
Oh, wow. That's pretty special there. Now, are there some pieces? Clearwater Lake has got some pretty identifiable landforms on it, and in the Twin Lakes area is real stunning itself. Are there going to be some familiar images at the exhibit tonight?
Peggy's work definitely has specific images of this area. Mm-hmm. Marilyn's work I gathered from a number of different sources that bought her paintings over the years. And so hers is more of a retrospective of her work. And frankly, we just wanted to be able to show everyone up here what she did her whole life. It's very amazing. It's very personal work. She was never better than when she was in front of her canvas.
Mm-hmm. And Peggy, what about you? What about not? You will have some familiar mm-hmm. scenes portrayed?
Along South Brule Road, Gunflint Lake, Clearwater, the Lodge. I loved that lodge way before I met Harriet, and I've painted it for years, and just the beautiful work on there. The waters, my imagery is a mixture of abstract and realistic, so it kind of flips back and forth.
Okay.
My mentor's Hazel Belvo,
uh-huh.
so I've worked with her over the years, and I'm greatly influenced by her and George Morrison, so a lot of formal things as well.
Very familiar names in this neck of the woods and throughout the state, for that matter. I'm curious, you paint under a different name.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
For years, I had a job in a very... and an organization that was somewhat conservative, and I felt pressured to paint like Lawrence Welk or something, and I just so I just chose to use my formal name, which is Margaret Carol Thompson.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
My nickname's Peggy.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I'm glad I asked.
Not naming that institution. Okay.
All right. So before we wrap up, Peggy and Ken, tell us, why should people go to this exhibit? Why is it important?
I always view art as an interpersonal relationship between the person and the piece of art they're looking at. In this case, everybody will be able to relate to what they're looking at because it has familiarity. I put up a little display along with Peggy's paintings of the lodge up at Clearwater. There are some paintings that Marilyn did of her grandfather and grandmother, and also another painting that Marilyn did of the lodge to go along with Peggy. So we've done a little bit of that. That certainly will be familiar to everyone here in the Northland. We tried to make sure that everyone that comes will be able to be involved in what's going on. And this is really a celebration more than anything else. Marilyn died 5 years ago almost, and so we are celebrating her life and at the same time Peggy's incredible work.
No. The one word also that comes to me is joy, because mm-hmm. Marilyn painted with joy, and I feel joy when I paint. And in addition, I forgot to add that I think Michael Monroe is coming tonight as well.
Great.
And I love his guitars because they're made out of, you know, the Northwoods wood.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he'll be there for a little while as well, him and Deb.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And how long is the exhibit open for? Do you know how long it runs?
I believe it's open for a month.
Okay.
It runs
several
weeks.
The
1st of May, right?
Great. Well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by tonight, this morning, and we wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the exhibit.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Peggy Thompson and Ken Dumdee talking about the opening reception for Seasonal Voices, which is tonight at the Johnson Heritage Post here in Grand Marais.